Hello everyone, welcome to Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Happy weekend to each and every one of us. We are getting closer to the last day of 10 days of giving back, and today is 9 days, so you can imagine tomorrow it's going to be more unique and great. Okay, let's look forward to what we have for you today. Our today's topic, which I'll be talking about, teens lifestyles. So under teens lifestyle, which we know it's very very broad, we'll talk about the transition of childhood to adolescence stage. So we are going to talk on how to help these kids transit better. So stay tuned to us while you get this information. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. The transition of childhood to adolescence. Wow. And this is a period that every adolescents get to face identity issues. And if this period is not being helpful, if this period and they've not been helped or supported by your parents or guardians, it tends up to be the other way. They tend up to fall under inferiority complex, and I know you wouldn't want to try to fall in that aspect. Just in case your child is a victim of inferiority complex, there's still hope for you, but you just have to take more measures in helping them come out from this aspect of life. We all know the adolescent stage, it's about where the teens they really want to get detached from parents. They really want to pick their own values. They just want to have their own views on how they see the world. They want to start having their own perspective of how they feel about self. They are right on this. You have no you don't have a choice than helping them get better. They don't have to go your way, like you forcing them to do the things you really want them to do, but you could help instill the rightful skill to them while they grow, while they choose a path. And if the path isn't going well, you help them amend it and draw them back to what and where they should be by time. Okay, the first step to take to help those children better is building a strong relationship with them. This period, they tend to shift their attachment from home, from parents to friends. They tend to look at, okay, what kind of friends suit me best? Do I want to be popular? I would love to join a club. I would love to be among this set of friends. I would love to be known. This is a period where they try to find identity. And you as a parent, if you never had a stronger relationship with them earlier before now, it will be difficult for you to catch up with them, because it's the period that they are ready to settle with a new relationship, and you're yet to build a relationship with them. So if you're such parents, I'll advise you to seek the help of a mentor, psychotherapy, so they'll help you with this development. But meanwhile, if a child grow with a strong relationship from a childhood process, build a stronger relationship with such child, because it will help him get to know the kind of friends that fits him better. No one say your child shouldn't get close or attached to other children or being socialized with other children, but this period they get to like, okay, I really don't know what suits me. You are there to help them. That's why we talked about the skills which you need to instill on them while they grow on a daily process. The whole essence of it is for you to make up a communication process with your child, and also look out to what types of association that fit them, or the kind of association they tend to put themselves in. I recently I've been talking to some parents about grooming their teenagers. We all know that teenagers always love their privacy. They always want to do their things their way. They're forming a new world for themselves. Allow them do it. Just all you just have to do is putting them on the right track, helping them fulfilling this vision. if a child has a vision of doing a particular thing, you don't need to. There is no wrong in a child picking such, but all you just have to do is making the child see the reason why he or she should or should not, if it's not an LD risk to take. So all you just have to do is to make sure they see from your own side that what they're about to do is not LD to their being, and it won't help them grow well. So the second one is educate them on the importance of making right choice. Even the Holy Bible says even evil communication corrupts good manners. So make them see from your own point of view and also from a child's point of view that evil communication will corrupt good manner. It will end up spoiling their image. So give them the rightful skills on making the right friends, socializing with people, and how to pick the right friend or how to leave a friend that wants to lure them into bad habits, into addict, into abuse, and into stuff they don't want to do, or into stuff they were not brought up to do, or into stuff that we end up endangering their life, endangering their health. All you just have to do is educate them. That was why we said from the start, build a strong relationship with them. Have a one-on-one conversation with them. When you build this one-on-one conversation with them, you get to notice some things that were not said in the open, maybe when you were with their siblings. You begin to get some details from them. They start having this confidence in you. This friendship is being built. And sometimes ago, I watch a movie which it actually got my attention. I think years back, I watched the movie and I noticed something. The parents were the busy parents, and the girl let her find love outside in the arms of her fellow teenager, and she started doing stuff that she doesn't want to do. She became an addict to drugs. She became an addict to sex, and all sort of things happen until the parents get to realize one day that the child has gone wild, and things have gotten so bad that they can't get their child anymore. So with the help of a psychotherapist, they were able to get some ideas. So when the child came back home one day, the father set a date with her, like the usual date she and the boyfriend would want to sit out and talk. So the father set a date with her, dressed her up, she was a teenager, and they went out. They went out and they sat close to a ventilated environment, atmosphere, and they were just talking like as if they were boyfriends, or they were dating themselves, boyfriend and girlfriend, like they were having a relationship. Yes, sure, they had a relationship, but the father never took his time to build it up. And it got so emotional that if every parent could inhabit such, if any parent could pick such attitude on taking their kids on a date, their teenage children on a date, on a picnic, one-on-one picnic, they sit down and just talk to them, these children will find solace in the hands of their parents. They won't go out there to and start making other harms of their friends to make them feel comfortable. What I'm trying to say is try and not just build a stronger relationship with your child, but make a one-on-one relationship with each child. Have separate time for each child. Build this relationship. You get to hear so many things from them. You get to advise them. And do not be the kind of parent that whenever a child discloses anything to you, you use it to mock the child or use it to abuse the child verbally whenever the child misbehaves. If you try that or you've tried that before, just know you've lost the trust of that child. You can't get the trust of that child back because you have defied an agreement. You have defied a relationship. You have destroyed and abused what a child values so much with you. So for every time a child will confide in you, for every time you have with your child, it should be within and between both of you. always have that mindset, always have that perception that you don't take secrets of friends out. You don't abuse them for their weakness, but in other way, you should strengthen them and make them feel better. And lastly, we'll talk about model patterns of managing conflict and identity. Modeling patterns of managing conflict and identity. Yes, this is a period where they get to, they are confused on what to do. You help them model it. Let them see it in you. Let them see and understand how you manage conflict around the home. Give them examples. Even when you sit down to watch movies together and you cite a family that has issues with conflict, identity, you can bring it up and you two of you can discuss it and just help them in this aspect, because why they'll be out there without you, they'll face these things, and what you've taught them will bring them back to making the right choice for themselves. And even though they made a wrong choice, it will also make them to have this mindset that they are on the wrong path. So educate them on this conflict and identity issue. Make sure you're following them one-on-one to help them tackle these issues. This is a period where they get to face many changes around them, changes of growth in the body, unusual styles of, they might develop new styles of dressing. They want to have a new look. There, it's actually a conflict state for them. So all you just have to do is help them get to the stage where they just need to manage it themselves. And the next one is using a repeat format for all the things you taught the child all through their childhood. Keep repeating it, using a repeat format. That the fact that you called a teenage child to advise them on the type of friends or the type of association they should make, the type of the right choice to make a career, what to do, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, does not mean you should stop there. And does not mean that when next you want to abuse the child, you should put up an abusive words. In that way, you're killing the child's self-esteem. You're reducing the child's self-worth. For every time you try to abuse a child because you're correcting the child, or you've told the child before and he or she does not comply to it, that means you're not ready to help that child. So the best way to help your child is using a repeat format. By the time you keep using these things, they'll translate it also to their friends. They'll also influence their friends. It will start reading all over them that this is what my mother or this is what my father has taught me to do. But in the case where you just say it once or twice, they get to forget it, and you end up blaming them for going the wrong way, for doing the wrong thing. It is not their fault. The fact that you told a child something today and the child end up doing something else tomorrow does not mean the child is wrong. You are wrong because you are supposed to use a repeat format so it will get to their subconscious mind and record there that this is the way things should be done. This is the way I was taught. And the next one is empower them on the storms ahead. Like I talked about conflicts and identity issues. Yes, they'll face storms ahead. They'll face storms like bullying. They'll face storms like abuse. It might be verbal abuse from friends, emotional abuse, addiction, trauma, and understanding yourself. One of these storms, they will have to face it while they grow. So put it in line. Educate them, fix up a date with them, educate them specially on this. Let them get to understand that life is not a sweet and fun fair, but it is always sweet when they fight for it. It will always pay them off when they win. And you'll be right over there to give them a handshake for being the best among others. Encourage them, motivate them. This improves and elevates their self-esteem. This makes them understand that you have their interests at heart. And the last one is encouraging them to join a voluntary service. Yes, this alone will give them a sense of belonging. It will make them to understand and have this empathy mindset of helping others, seeing other people's problems through their eyes, and understanding how people feel, understanding how things are going around their environment. By the time they start helping to make the environment better, you're also helping them to groom themselves to become a fulfilled adult. Okay, we've come to the end of this segment, but I want to leave you with one thing. If you've noticed all of my podcasts, I keep saying creating a close relationship, having a close communication with your child. Yes, if you follow every other skills without having a close communication process with your child, you end up losing such child. You end up not instilling anything. So the number one is the communication. The number one thing is building a strong relationship with your children. No matter who they have turned to be, no matter what they are doing, no matter how attitude that they are pulling, no matter temperament, no matter anything around, just make sure on your own end you are building a stronger relationship with them. Just make sure that you are up to your game. Okay, thank you. We've come to the end of today's segment, tomorrow being the last day of our 10 days of giving back. We're going to be talking about having a sense of mission for teens. So stay tuned with us. But just in case you want to reach out to our platforms on social media, Builder's Mind on Facebook, Builder's Mind Consult on Twitter, Builder's Mind Consult on Instagram, and on our WhatsApp, 080-8659-0204 to speak with one of our counselors or psychotherapists. We are there to help you. Thank you, and God bless you. Always remain positive and stay safe. Thank you.